This episode of Enterprise Radio is brought to you by DesignCrowd.com. DesignCrowd is a website that helps entrepreneurs and small businesses outsource or crowdsource custom graphic logo and web designs from designers around the world. DesignCrowd has more than 500,000 designers from Sydney, Australia to San Francisco, California ready to help you with awesome creative ideas. So get that perfect custom design every time. Check out DesignCrowd.com to learn more and receive your Enterprise Radio $100 VIP offer when you start your next project.
You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Matt Probonik, the vice president of three companies in Erie, Pennsylvania, iRock Fitness, Fitness U, and Creative Learning Childcare. His fitness and family-based companies have sprouted from 3,000-square-foot plaza 5 years ago when we spoke to him on our eHealth Radio Network, our sister channel, into now a bustling 60,000 square foot location. Matt, certainly impressive and really great to have you here on Enterprise Radio.
Oh, it's wonderful to be here. Thanks so much, Eric. And it's great to be making a return to EPN.
You're welcome. Now, what mentality to kick things off do you need right now in the marketplace, not only in your industry, but in business, period?
Well, I tell you what, I mean, I'll start off by saying that right now, you need an absolute killer focus, strong mentality of just domination in whatever market you're in, whatever business you're in. And, if you take the position of looking at people around you and competing, you're always going to be competing. You gotta look at ways to stay focused mentally to where you're actually creating ideas and strategies to stand alone in your particular category, in your market, to be the leading person, not that person who's just kind of in the middle of the pack. So right now it's more important than ever to have that strong focus and that incredibly positive domination mentality.
And how much motivation and continuing education is required to have an edge? What's your take on that?
Well, I tell you what, I'm a college dropout. I did the high school underachiever thing, the athlete, and didn't really get it together until I was out of college, moved on, experienced a lot of ups and downs in my professional career the hard way in some cases, to realize that no matter whether you've gone to 1 year of college, 2 years of high school, made it all the way through, and now you're in business, you got to be a constant student. You got to be in education, continuing education. Eric, I'm sure that you are always looking at things that matter, new things, new ways of doing things that you're specializing in. But 1 hour a day minimum. I mean, when you're driving to work, instead of listening to music, I've totally stopped listening to music. I listen to books on audio, interesting and encouraging, business speakers and anything to inspire me, motivate me, educate me. That's what I'm reaching for. So I'd encourage any business person, anybody who is a professional, you have a responsibility to get better every day. And if you're not getting better, your company's not going to get better. So 1 hour a day is my, it's really hard on the weekends, but I tell you what, if you can pump education and inspiration into your mind every single day, you're going to be a lot better for it.
Good stuff. I agree with you totally. Now, do you believe in daily planning and goal setting? I'm really looking forward to hearing what your take is on this as well.
Okay, so I just recently started doing corporate training for service business sales motivation locally in my area. I live in a community. It's kind of a C community. We're not a large city, but it's a good city. It's a good sized city. We have a lot of manufacturing. And I found that a lot of people in our community could be selling a lot better. And every little bit of more productivity that happens in my community is better for everybody. So I'm contributing, but I'm a huge advocate of daily planning. And I think a lot of people, and Eric, I'm sure you've probably heard different people's takes on planning and things like that. But and many of us know friends and family who plan, you know, barbecues or getaways, and you have a schedule. But having a daily schedule of things you have to do, that's a to-do list. That is what you're required to do. But what I believe in is having your daily, writing your daily planner, even if you're doing Gmail planning or any digital planning, I think it's important to write out what you're doing today. But also, I love the 10X planner by Grant Cardone. And if you don't know who Grant Cardone is, you want to check out, just Google the 10X planner by Grant Cardone. And in his planner, on the right side of the book, you have a goal. You have a goal area at the top, and then you have a target area. So what I do is I write my goals at the beginning of the day, my big goals, my big annual goals, life goals. And then in targets, I write what I want to accomplish today. And then I write about successes that I had. And then I write my goals again at night. So that creates an extreme focus on goal orientation, knowing where you're going, knowing what you're going to do when you get there. So I think that there are multiple levels of daily planning that are, if you're not taking those actions every single day to plan where you're going, what you're doing, what you're going to do when you get there, how you're going to make people's lives better, how you're going to, you know, change things, then even if you have success, sometimes people don't know what to do with it when they get it. So planning it every day, it kind of helps to keep a journal or a log of your successes, things you're doing well, things you're not doing well. So I'm a huge advocate of daily planning and goal management. It's humongously motivating, and I think that everybody ought to start doing it.
And I agree with you there, and the focus is really key there, and that goal setting and daily planning keeps the focus right there. Today we're joined by Matt Probonik, the Vice President of three companies in Erie, Pennsylvania, iRock Fitness, Fitness U, and Creative Learning Childcare here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network. We are also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, have you ever considered starting your own business? If the answer is yes, then you're going to need a killer logo, business card, and web design. This is where Design Crowd can help. Here's how it works. Visit designcrowd.com and post a request describing the design you need. For example, a logo design. Design Crowd will then invite its 500,000 designers to respond. Within hours, you'll receive your first design, and over the course of 3 to 10 days, a typical project will receive 60 to 100 plus different designs from designers around the world. You then get to pick the best design and approve payment to the designer. If you do post a project but don't find a design that you like, no worries. Design Crowd has a money back guarantee. In summary, crowdsourcing design on Design Crowd will save you money, time, and help you find the best design possible for your budget. Check out designcrowd.com/epodcast for a special VIP offer for Enterprise Radio listeners, or simply enter the discount code EPN when you're posting a project on Design Crowd. Again, that is designcrowd.com/epodcast. Now, Matt, what would you say has helped your companies grow the most?
Well, you know, when you're talking about company growth, can be scary. You know, when your company is growing, and when it's grown, and when you're busy, there it creates a whole bunch of new problems. I don't mind calling them problems, because just because something's called a problem doesn't mean it's a bad thing. But you got to be a forward thinker. This is a tough economy. Things grow so fast right now. You should not be surprised with quick growth anymore, because if you're not growing fast, if people aren't finding out about you, you're not utilizing, you know, social media properly, the web properly, you know, all the different ways that people can find out about you now. It's not like it was 30 years ago when, you know, you had to put a billboard on the, or, you know, a Yellow Pages ad or a radio ad. People can find out about you so easy. So you have to not be afraid to utilize the new technology and learn how to use it and use all of it. You can't be prejudiced towards what the kids are doing, what the young people are doing. You can't hate on anything that's out there. It's all good stuff. And you got to be a forward thinker. I mean, I think that that accompanied with massive amounts of hard work and dedication and just not giving up nonstop is your ticket to success in whatever you're working on doing. And I was so excited about coming on today to talk to everybody, not just people in the fitness industry, not just people in childcare, not just people in tech, not just people here and there, but these rules of business and growth relate to all of us in whatever you're doing, even if it means raising your kids. So you've got to be thinking forward. You've got to always be thinking about how to make things better for your community, for your customers, for yourself, for your family. And that is what fuels, that's what fuels your streamline into bigger and better things, you know?
Lastly, Matt, what are some key things you would say to any entrepreneur or sales or business person, especially those listening in today? What would be some key things in that regard?
Some of the key things that that I would say is to be alert for indicators in your life that other people see as reasons to back out of things. So an indicator that you're onto something is when you're a little afraid. And I think fear is an awesome indicator that you're taking high levels of action towards a goal that, or an inspiration or a motivation or that thing that you do better than everybody else. When you're moving towards bigger projects, better obstacles for you to go over, you're going to feel fear. And I think that we need to be friends with that feeling. You need to identify that feeling and you need to ride it. You need to ride it. And you want to make sure that you keep a mentality where you're trying to stand alone in your marketplace, in your category, where you don't picture yourself up against somebody else, where you picture yourself on top of the mountain looking down everybody else. And I think that that mentality is a goal level that if everybody aspire to gain that type of perspective, I think that our communities would be growing at much faster levels. Be less concerned about your competition and more concerned about your own ideas, more into doing things that are going to make you more successful and have more fun in your business. And also, you know, there is a season for big time levels of work. Just because you're working 15 hours a day now and for the next 4 years doesn't mean you're going to have to keep doing that when your business grows. I mean, there is a season of work. There's a season of management. There's a season of higher levels of ownership. There's a season of growth. There's a season of service. And those are all things that you've got to keep reading the books about. You got to keep researching. Find out how Donald Trump built things up. Find out how other business people manage high levels of activity in their businesses, because don't get offset and delayed by the idea that, oh my God, if I'm working so much now, how am I going to keep this up? Things evolve, hard work pays off, and just have patience with it. And you'll see that as companies grow sometimes, business actually gets a little bit easier. You got more people helping you out. You can have an idea. You can share it with somebody. They can put it to work for you. And from an entrepreneurial standpoint, as anybody coming into being an entrepreneur, I'm kind of speaking to you on those things where I think you can have great success just practicing and knowing that you're in it with good company. When you feel afraid, when you feel overworked, it's seasons. You just got to keep persisting, keep going, and keep doing the other things, keep doing the things that people aren't willing to do. I think those are some huge claims of fame. I think those are some things that are going to really help a lot of people.
Well, Matt, it certainly has been good to have had you, and thanks for all that you shared here today, the helpful information and insight. Tell our listeners where they can get more information on your companies there in Erie, Pennsylvania.
Wonderful. Okay, so visit me on my Facebook, Matt Provonik, use the spelling that you have on this. I would love to communicate with you. Feel free to message me anytime. See what I'm doing with my businesses and my social media. You can visit my website, fitnesstheory.com, to see what I'm doing. But if the best way to message me is really to contact my companies or find me on Facebook, where I'd be happy to spend time with you. If you have any information that you need from me as far as to how we did it, what we're doing, what we think of the industry, any advice, if you're looking for advice on, you know, if you're looking for support, if you're up against some things in your business and you're emotionally strained out, if you're wondering if we've gone through the same thing, feel free to message me. I can be your friend in entrepreneurial business, and whatever you're going through, most likely we've gone through, and I'd be happy to talk to you anytime.
And I can certainly hear the sincerity in your voice, folks. What an opportunity to connect with someone who has walked the walk and now seeing great success over a 5-year period. Matt, certainly appreciate your time here today with us on Enterprise Radio, and certainly look forward to the next conversation we have right here on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. Hopefully it won't be 5 years from now. Hopefully we can do this more often.
And that sounds like a winner to me. We've been speaking with Matt Probonik, the vice president of three companies in Erie, Pennsylvania, iRock Fitness, Fitness U, and Creative Learning Child Care. His fitness and family-based companies have sprouted from a 3,000-square-foot plaza space 5 years ago into a bustling 60,000-square-foot location. And for more information, visit either FitnessErie.com or iRockFitnessErie.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.
We'd like to thank today's sponsor, DesignCrowd.com. Whether you're a startup or an accountant, a blogger, or a photographer, DesignCrowd.com, with over 500,000 designers from around the world and money-back guarantee, is the best way to outsource or crowdsource design. If you're thinking about starting a business or a website or an app, start today and take the first step by crowdsourcing your logo design or business card design, or even website design from Design Crowd. Visit designcrowd.com/epodcast and get a special VIP custom design offer. Again, that is designcrowd.com/epodcast.